All right, we'll move along to California coach Sonny Dykes. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.
Sonny, did you see enough in the spring, and most importantly, do you think your players saw enough in spring for them to realize that they're a much better team than the 1-11 squad that played last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think the biggest thing was just, having a bunch of healthy bodies back. We weren't completely healthy, still had some lingering health issues from some surgeries we had in the offseason, that type of thing. But, yeah, I mean, just having guys back and being able to practice without injuries. I mean, we went a lot of live tackling during spring football. We basically used 8 days and had eight scrimmages, as many full padded days as we were allowed to have. And so we went a lot of live plays and really didn't have any significant injuries. And so, you know, I think that shows that you know, our team is tougher and better conditioned and in a much better place than we were last year. And I think that was something that certainly our players noticed. And you know, we have some experience coming back in second year in the system. So I think, yeah, I think everybody feels like, you know, we're a lot better football team, than we were a year ago.
And give me a couple of redshirt freshmen that really impressed you.
Well, you know, quite a few guys, actually. Darius Allensworth, I thought we did some good things at corner. Ray Davison, I thought did some really good things. We signed him as a defensive end. He's playing linebacker now. I thought he had a great spring. Griffin Pyatt is a safety that I thought really had a good spring as well. I thought, all the freshman linemen that we redshirted last year, those guys are going to be good players, and was excited to see them, develop and get better. Trevor Davis was a guy that redshirted last year that's a receiver transfer. I thought he had a great spring. And so just a lot of players that, were kind of ahead of schedule, and they need to be. We're still a team that doesn't have a tremendous amount of depth. You know, Marcus Manley at defensive tackle is another one that redshirted last year that I thought had a really productive spring. Started a little slow, and by the end of the spring, I thought he was a pretty good player. So, you know, a lot of guys.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes on the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sonny, the return of Brennan Scarlett, I imagine that was a welcome thing around the program.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great to see him back. I mean, he's a kid that's got a lot of talent, and he gives us some leadership, and he's just a solid young man. I mean, he's a great student, great person, the kind of guy you want in your football program, and obviously a really good football player. And he, it's good to see him back healthy and feeling good. You know, he had a kind of a long, drawn-out issue with his hand, and it just took a long time to get it well. And so, you know, we were able to redshirt him last year, and I thought he had a really good spring. He's a little rusty right now. I mean, he just hadn't played a lot of football. But I thought he showed some flashes in the spring of really being a good football player.
And on Sebastian and McClure, are those guys expected back full go in the fall? Or?
Yeah. You know, both of them. McClure was kind of heading back pretty well coming off of the knee, and then he pulled a muscle in his calf, and so we just decided to kind of put him on the shelf, and we didn't want that to have any effect on his knee. And Sebastian came back kind of slow as well, but we kind of anticipated that. And so both those guys are guys that we just need to get healthy. And, you know, Avery participated in quite a few practices and did some good things when he was out there. And so we expect to have both of them back and fully healthy.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Hey, Kim.
Come on in. All right, additional questions for Coach? Got one follow-up.
We have a question from the line of John Kronpacker, San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, hi, Sonny. How are you?
Good, John. What's going on?
I just wanted to ask you, now that you've been around the league once, you can assess the the quality of competition throughout the Pac-12. How would you rate it, compare it? Was it more intense than you thought it would be coming in?
Yeah, not really. I mean, John, I've been in the league, you know, before at Arizona, and I think the prior to that, didn't really know much about the Pac-10 at the time, and Pac-12 it became, you know, just because, you know, most of my stuff had been out east, you know, in the SEC and the Big 12, and so when I first got introduced to the league in 2007, you know, I was impressed really with just the quality of the league. I think the thing about a lot of conferences is they're, you know, really top heavy. You know, there's two or three dominant teams at the top, and then, you know, a pretty substantial drop off after that, and then, you know, you have three or four teams kind of at the bottom that are just not very good, and, you know, that kind of exists in most of the leagues I'd been in. And when I came out west and came to the Pac-12, you know, that wasn't the case. I mean, the league, in my opinion, was just there's no layups. I mean, you have to play well every week, and every team is capable of beating, you know, any team in the league. And you know, those kind of upsets happen regularly in this league. I mean, they just do, and they don't in a lot of other leagues. And I think it's just because of the quality of the teams. And again, the teams that aren't necessarily the elite level teams are still very good football teams. And so, yeah. You know, you have to play well every Saturday. And you know, I had those expectations as I came into the league, and I think it's better now than it was 7, 8, 9.
Thanks, Sonny.
Okay.
Are there any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Sonny, thanks for your time today, and see you next week in Phoenix.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, you bet. We'll see you.